Senior high schools in the three regions of the north and parts of the Volta and Bonavu regions are to reopen on Friday. The Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Education Service, Charles Bakalute, disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana's Kingsley Obinchere on Behind the News. He said funds for bursaries and feeding grants have already been released by the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning for this term. Mr. Bakalute gave the assurance that the academic year will not be disrupted.
We have had assurance that all the outstanding monies owed the various senior high schools, especially the schools in the three northern regions by way of the government scholarship, especially the feeding grant, have been released. I think last Thursday, my minister had a call from the Minister of Finance that he has signed the feeding grant for the third term for all the senior high schools within the three northern regions and the upper reaches of the Volta and then the Bronga half region. Therefore, I, on the strength of that, I assure all the heads of our institutions in the second cycle institutions that they should be rest assured that all their outstandings will be paid. And therefore, on the strength of that again, I issued a statement that we appeal to them to make sure that they reopen the various schools by Friday, the 11th, the normal classes will begin so that our school children or our students will not be unduly affected by this hardship.
Yeah, he's just mentioned the creation of a food bank of some sort with a guarantee from government. Will you be exploring that alternative?
I listened to it at the tail end of his interview with you, and I think that's a laudable idea. To the nitty gritties of it, that we'll have to involve all stakeholders to explore other avenues.
Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Education Service, Charles Bakalute. The Northern Students' Union is not happy about the delay in the release of this term's feeding grants to the government-assisted senior high and technical schools in the north and parts of the Volta and Bonavu regions. The union argues that such delays tend to widen the gap between the north and the south in terms of opportunities for academic progress. The president of the union, Abdul Karim, has therefore called for the establishment of a special fund to supplement the central government's grant. Mr. Karim spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
This program was introduced over 40 years ago, and there is a need for us to take a second look at it and come out with the problem that the program is encountering, so that at least we will solve this problem once and for all.
Looking at how to handle the situation well, what message are you sending back to your people?
Everybody has a role to play, even as parents, especially those who are well-to-do. We at the Northern Students' Union also think that instead of even sometimes always trying to get money and pay to schools to go and look for food to buy, the government or the secretariat can go into a contract with farmers within the territory. And that would also be a way of even creating employment, such that these people will be responsible for what? Providing food to these schools. The issue of funds, when there is no funds, you can still have this problem being minimal, other than only trying to rely on physical cash.
President of the Northern Student Union, Abdul Karim. For his part, the president of the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, Samuel Ofori-Eje, emphasized the need to set up a food bank for the schools instead of always waiting for the release of funds.
The chunk of the money goes into the buying of food items. So is it possible for us to have a central point where some of these things could be distributed to the schools and then the government sort of as a security, whatever amount that is paid, given out to the school. And once the person knows, just as some of the projects that contractors do and then later on they are paid, I think something of the sort can be done, because it's more of food items, the rice, the yam, the sugar. When we get all these things to the schools, I think some of our problems will be solved.
President of the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, Samuel Ofori-Eje.